of the first ever same-sex couples tennis tournament. Now, they've recently announced this unique event that's actually pretty unprecedented. It's coming up in March of this year, so you might want to let your partner know that there will be a first ever tournament with divisions specifically for same-sex couples. The Family Division Tournament, the tennis tournament, will be in Palm Springs March 7th and 8th. And right here on the outfield, we'll bring you all the details of that event and talk with organizers of that event. And it should be pretty exciting. And we've all seen those competition shows like Amazing Race, you know, where the couples are competing. You know, where here's an opportunity where you have a tournament solely featuring same-sex gender couples to be competing side by side. And we'll ask them, but I don't think anywhere in the history of sports that we've seen anything like this. If you have, I'd love to hear from you. 866-305-6887. I don't know if there's anything like this within any other sport. You've got a same-sex couples divisional tournament happening in tennis. So live on the show, we'll talk with Kurt Hagstrom, tennis director of the Plaza Racquet Club and organizer of this tournament, as well as Nabil Najjar, who's also a board member of the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance. Both will be on the outfield answering questions, taking your phone calls for those who are interested. And it's the first ever tournament with divisions specifically designed for same-sex couples, brought to you by the U.S. Tennis Association, which is intense in and of itself. I had no idea that the USTA would even agree or even want to participate and host something like this. We'll talk to them and find out, was that a challenge in getting the USTA on board with this? So this event is brought to you by the U.S. Tennis Association and the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance. So it should be exciting. And of course, you know, you serve as our co-host for incredibly and excitedly announced the creation of its first ever tournament with divisions specifically for same-sex couples. The Family Division Tournament will be in Palm Springs March 7th and 8th of this year. Be sure to mark your calendars for that. And we have with us live on the phone Kurt Hagstrom. He's the co-tournament director, and he also runs the Plaza Racquet Club in Palm Springs. And we also have Nabil Najjar, the co-tournament director of the Palm Springs event. He is the longest-serving board member of the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance, having served 14 years, and he's very instrumental in making this tournament happen. So we are grateful that the both of them are here live and happy that they've decided to briefly take a few minutes out of their Sunday schedule and have a conversation with SiriusXM about this exciting upcoming tournament in March. Kurt, Nabil, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for asking us.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're pleased to be here.
Is this Kurt?
This is Kurt, yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I knew that, but thank you so much, Nabil and Kurt, for coming on the show. First off, who came up with this idea? Because it's pretty awesome. And I'm almost surprised by something like this because I don't think it's happening anywhere else. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, no country has ever sanctioned a tournament like this ever, especially in tennis.
Nabil was the one who thought of the idea. We were talking one day during one of the tournaments that he already runs, and he mentioned it to me, and I run a lot of tournaments through the USTA, so when he mentioned it to me, a little light went off, and I got to looking around, and I noticed that the USTA offered all these tournaments for husband and wives and mother-daughter and father-son, and it only made sense that should do this, offer the same thing for same-sex couples. So it was definitely Nabil's idea, but I kind of did the legwork with the USTA.
Wow. Now, Kurt, was it a challenge to actually get the USTA on board with this concept?
It really was. I mean, there were a lot of letters written to the president and the diversity committee, and we got our mayor involved here. Steve Cunier is our mayor in Palm Springs, and he does same-sex is at our city hall, so it seems like the perfect fit to have him involved and have Palm Springs involved. And they it took about 3 months to get it approved, but the USGA has been great and super supportive, and they couldn't have been nicer.
We're talking with Kurt Hagstrom, as well as Nabil Najjar, two top organizers responsible for first-ever same-sex couples tournament happening in Palm Springs March 7th and 8th. Now, Nabil and Kurt, I mean, answer me this, because I just want to make sure. Now, is this tournament for male participants only? Is there female, and what's the overall structure of the tournament in and of itself? Because I'm just wondering if whether or not lesbians can participate. Is it just men only? Talk to us about that.
This is Nabil, by the way. This tournament is for same gender couples, a tennis tournament. So husband and husband, wife and wife can play in this event. And it's groundbreaking as far as same gender competition is concerned in the sports world. I believe there is no other sport in the world that is allowing this. And for us to work together to make this happen, I think not only in the LGBT community, it's going a long way, but also it's groundbreaking for the USTA to sanction such an event, and we're very thrilled, as Kurt mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking about as I was, kind of putting this segment together. It's like, this is pretty unprecedented, and, to think that, the USTA, is behind this and supportive of it, it really speaks volumes. Now, the tournament will be held in conjunction, with the gay and lesbian tennis tournament. I mean, I think there's some sort of will there be more events going on just in case, like a couple goes in and they are eliminated early? What are some things that they can do, with regards to, like making sure that they have fun? Because I'm under the impression that it's in conjunction with some other GLTA events happening out there.
Yeah. A little bit of background about GLTA. It's GLTA.net, yes. And it's the umbrella organization that governs all tournaments all over the world. We currently have over 60 tournaments, and all of our tournaments are not-for-profit tournaments and run solely by volunteers. I am, like you mentioned, the longest-serving board member on the GLTA for 14 years and a volunteer. So what happens during this event is we have incorporated these divisions into the Palm Springs Doubles Tournament, and it's going to be a pilot tournament for the USTA. So we are running two organizations simultaneously. And I myself will be competing in the same gender couples tournament, for example, with my partner, who I've been with for 16 years. And I'm also competing in another division. And the way we run our tournaments here in the desert is we have a player welcome party. It's basically not only competition, but it's also a social event for players and friends to get together and socialize, play tennis, go to a welcome party. We will also have a dinner party for the players. So the entire weekend is full of activities and, for players to enjoy the desert and what Palm Springs has to offer.
Yeah, it sounds pretty exciting. Now, when you talk about the participants, does anyone have to bring in any kind of documentation to prove that they're married or in a relationship? Can, boyfriends, girlfriends participate? Is there an age limit?
We are basically asking for same-gender couples to provide us with, if they're married, a marriage certificate, or if they're domestic partners, something to prove that they're domestic partners. We're also, just to make things easier and to get the ball rolling with this event, if they also have lived at the same address for a long time, which we're basically following the USDA rules. They follow these steps as well. And if we already know the couple, which most likely will be the case, then we will not ask for anything because they play tournaments separately. And now for them to come together as a couple and be on the same court together, we're trying to make it easy for everyone. However, there will be a few here and there that would say, oh, I just met this person and, you know, we're going to get married and we would like to play together. That's really unfair, and we're trying to kind of abide by the rules, but yet make it easy for same-gender couples to participate.
Got it. And is there any kind of, like, skill set level? Because, you know, you might have some couples that might get a little intimidated by the fact that they could be playing with twin Federers or a couple that could be playing like Venus and Serena out there. I mean, is there a skill set or someone concerned about that?
We have four divisions, and the divisions break down this way. The open level, you could be at, both couples could be of any age, and then you have the 100 age level, which combined age has to equal 100 or less, then 120. And then we also have an 80-year-old level where the combined age has to be 80 or less. So, for example, I'm sort of a retired tennis pro coach, so my level would be an open level, which is the highest. My partner is a total beginner, and we will be competing in the 120-year-old because the combined age for us is 118 years old. So you have me as, you know, a very advanced tennis player with playing with my partner as a beginner, and we could face two beginners, or we could face two well-established tennis players. And it's all about really being out there with your significant other, with your partner on the court, making history as far as tennis is concerned.
That's a good point. Kurt Hagstrom and Nabil Najjar here live. Two organizers of the first ever, unprecedented event, folks, the first ever same-sex couples tennis tournament happening this March, March 7th and 8th in Palm Springs. Now, you don't think with the couples competing here that this won't turn into some War of the Roses ordeal? And so by the end of the tournament, you know, many of these couples might be down at each other's throats. Will there be any marriage counselors on standby? You know, people kind of like, you know, everything. It sounds pretty intense, but at the same time, it sounds really exciting.
You know, I was watching the Tennis Channel the other day, and they were showing a match from the Australian Open, and Mary Carrillo got on the air, and she said something about this tournament, and she says, well, now same-sex couples have the same opportunities to argue on a tennis court that straight couples have. So, you know, anything can happen out there, but it's still history being made, and we're trying to mirror the events that are offered for husband and wife in the USTA, and it's about time, and it's very exciting, and we're happy to be doing it here in Palm Springs.
Now, I know a big question. I was just opening up our email account. One particular question that someone's listening to the show asks, and they wanted me to ask it as well, how much money will this cost? What's the cost breakdown?
The cost for entering this tournament is $60 per person, and this includes a welcome party, a T-shirt, a bag of goodies. We have potential sponsors coming on board to help out with swag items to put in the bag. This also includes a dinner party. So all of our tournaments, because they are nonprofit, after we pay all of our expenses, we donate it. Proceeds to local charities here in the desert. So we're really not looking to make any money on this tournament except really take care of our players, make sure not only they have a great time on the court, but also enjoy activities that we will put together for the players. So $60 per person to compete in an historic event is going a long way by providing also welcome party and a dinner party for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Now, I know for the most part, you know, you've received some spectacular reaction and response from folks, including the USTA and even Hall of Famer Billie Jean King. So, if you, both of you can be honest here, what are the concerns as you head into the preparation mode for this event? What concerns are you guys mostly worried about right now?
I don't know that we really have any concerns other than that we hope that we get a lot of participation. That's the biggest thing that we're thinking about, because this is a pilot event, and the USTA is prepared to make this a national event in 2016. And they feel that if we can get enough people in this thing this time, that having the national event is something that will happen for sure. And that's a pretty big deal, because now you're going to have this event in four different cities in the United States on four different tennis court surfaces. And, you know, that's pretty exciting.
Now, how many have signed up so far?
We have a total of about, in general, for the entire tournament, about 55 to 60 players. We have quite a ways to go until March 7th and 8th. Usually, entries will start pouring in sometime in February. The deadline to register is a couple of weeks before the tournament, which is March 7th and 8th. So we are expecting about 150 to 200 entrants, and the key really is to get the word out for everyone to jump on board, make this pilot tournament happen so we can have a national tournament. And then what's going to happen with a lot of the GLTA tournaments around the country, that they will also incorporate these husband, wife, and wife divisions into their tournament. So we basically are starting it here in Palm Springs, but then on the GLTA tour, it's going to spread like wildfire, where same-gender couples can compete, you know, in all the states. We have a major GLTA tournament in almost every major city in the U.S., so
sure.
We are very hopeful that this will be a huge success, and we're looking forward to the national event as well.
And for more information for couples who are out there listening, where can they go? How can they learn more information about this same-sex couples tournament?
Well, there's three different places to go. The first would be GLTA.net. There are a bunch of board members, a total of seven board members. They could ask questions about the tournament and email any of us on the board. Also, USTA.com. They also have, if they go into the Palm Springs tournament section, we are listed there. And the other site that's also important is deserttennis.us. This is the local chapter of the GLTA here in Palm Springs. It's called Desert Tennis Association, and this is where we post any tournament information coming up, as well as the same-gender tournament coming up at March 7th and 8th.
It's an extraordinary concept, and we're so grateful that you guys took the time to tell us all about this and to bring more exposure to this first-ever same-sex couples tennis tournament happening March 7th and 8th in Palm Springs. Kurt Hagstrom and Nabil Najjar, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we'll check back in with you guys in March and see how everything goes. 866-305-6887. More of The Outfield coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.